Among other things, the new law reinstates a sales tax exemption for food banks that had expired 2 years ago. Bill Bowling heads the Atlanta Community Food Bank.
What this means is hundreds of thousands of dollars that we can use to purchase food for families and children across the state.
But Bowling isn't sure why the state's seven food banks lost the tax exemption in the first place. An effort to reinstate the exclusion passed the General Assembly with near unanimous support last year. But in a surprising move, Deal vetoed it. He said the measure needed to be vetted by his competitiveness panel, despite signing other tax breaks that hadn't gone through the panel. Deal spokesperson Brian Robinson says because the food bank exemption wasn't current at the time, it needed the panel's approval.
He supports a tax credit, but he had said he wanted this system followed. He wanted us to have a more reliable and rational approach to giving a tax exemption.
The competitiveness panel this year named the food bank exemption one of two immediate concerns. The Georgia Budget and Policy Institute estimates the exemption will cost about $1.5 million over 2 years. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.